This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've decided we want to have a little Christmas music to celebrate the countdown. All right, here we are, 7 after the hour. This is our overview of what's going on for this past week. The idea of somebody like the folks at Talkers Magazine, who do a great job of surveying what's going on in the news talk radio world, listening to stations, talking to program directors, to come up with a list of the top 10. So we have the lists of people and stories, and we have Jennifer Horn here from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day Show. That's where she became famous here first. Jay, you can become famous, too, by being
on the program. Oh, very nice.
Famous, yes. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with the countdown lists, I suppose. We start at number 10. I think that if I were making this list up, I guess I would, we all have different points of view because we on the Good Day program don't necessarily talk about all of these things. We don't grind up what a lot of the news talk stations like Jennifer, when she's on, she has pleasant conversations, but most of the stuff is a grind.
Oh, yeah, we just grind them. We just grind them up.
Grind them up.
I think what we do is we just take that meat and we just throw raw meat at our audience.
Right, raw meat. Right. There it is. So speaking of grinding, Brittany Griner, got it? You're very clever there. Yeah, right.
What do you want to know what's funny
is that the wind.
When this story broke, which was, what, Thursday morning?
When you were on the air and I was off the air.
Well, no, I was just waking up and I went, oh, boy. Because, you know, no one had really talked too much about it. There was a lot of warning. There were some rumblings, but not much more than that. And so, right, I use auto, you know, the voice into your phone. And I send it to my team saying, good morning. Please grab the Griner audio from, you know, from today, because Biden was getting ready to speak. We'll lead with it. And then I get a bunch of laughing emojis and realize that the voice correct had made it Griner audio, which happens to be a gay dating site. So
yeah.
And so it corrected that spelling, by the way.
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, but that's another thing. Number 4 is Twitter and social media and stuff on the story list this week. Don't you get tired of using? There is pluses and minuses to having this, all the social media and all of the devices and all this stuff. I get so GD tired of sending a note to somebody with something specifically I'm trying to say and the autocorrect. Who the hell are they to tell me or to tell somebody else when I'm sending a note what it is that they think I'm thinking?
Especially when it changes the wrong spelling.
Yeah, right. So, drop dead. Okay, that's what we... Number 4.
Like it
get
looks
it
like
better.
You don't know
just
you're
be...
there, and there. That's embarrassing, even when you do.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, anyway, there's not much more to be said about the freedom for Brittany Griner. The negotiations have been on for a long time. I would think it would have been very difficult, given our relationship with Russia, that we came up with this deal. But the other side of it is
they want this guy back, though. During their conflict, I mean, here's the thing. This is a mixed bag. I'm very happy for Brittany Griner. I'm very happy for her family. But this was... this was not the greatest thing ever because you've done you've done a few things with this trade. First, there are other Americans in custody. One of them is a former Marine who didn't even get mentioned in this in this trade. Brittany Griner is the basketball star who had marijuana on her. We gave them a guy who was known as the Merchant of Death and who had a movie that Nicolas Cage starred in about his life. He's a very famous arms dealer that Russia's really happy to have back in their clutches now that they're in this war with Ukraine. You don't think they wanted him back now for a reason?
This is pretty much the only deal that they would approve.
And they wouldn't take anybody else. And so I actually, as much as I feel sad saying this for Brittany Griner's family, if I were the Biden administration, I probably wouldn't have budged on this because by giving him back, you've lost all kinds of leverage now. That was the only person they really wanted. That was the thing they wanted. And truly, for someone like Brittany Griner... It should have been strong talking, not a prisoner swap, because it was a ridiculous, you know, one-for-one trade. Also, you put a price tag on Americans' heads now when they travel around the world, because we've now set precedents, again, that Americans are valuable to the government and that they will do trading, and that's not great for our adversaries to know. So for a few reasons, I think this is not the greatest thing that could have happened. I mean, again, happy for Brittany Griner, but not
those
for the rest
can be
of
true,
us.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this trade either, and there are other people. Anyway, we've said what there is to be said, so social media, if you want to comment, social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. We'll have some of your social media comments later on in this half hour as they apply to some of the things that we're talking about here on the Talk Radio Review. So next up here is the situation all around the world in the countries where there's protesting. The Chinese protest huge. Russians are protesting. The Iranians, however, have done themselves proud in a manner of speaking. I say that facetiously. If you look at the video and the pictures that are coming out of Tehran of people basically just burning cars, stopping traffic, it's mayhem over there. And this is, never mind the woman that they shot and killed who was wearing the burqa the wrong way. They've started to execute protesters in Iran, which is going to do nothing except further annoy or anger or disrupt. I mean, these people who are running it now are either so out of touch, but that's what happens with despots. That's what happens with people who are authoritarians. They risk everything to maintain control. You see the same thing happening in China, really. The repressive government there is trying to do whatever it can, but they can't cover it up anymore. And so there is, I think I pointed out, Jay, earlier this week, the Generation Zers are the ones that are really stirring the pot here, right? Look at the pictures of the people in the age group and pictures.
When you think about it, it's not all, like when you go back decades and decades, it's not always just a generation itself, it's a specific age group. And it's typically the 20-somethings, the early 20-somethings, yep. The late teens, who have that passion, that fire, that drive, that I can change the world. I can still change something. They haven't.
Well, been going back to when,
yet.
When I was that age, and when your father was that age, Jay, and your father, Jennifer, was that age, we did. Oh, that I'm old enough to be your father? I guess I am, yeah. Anyway.
Go ahead, Dad.
Yeah. Thanks. Anyway. So we had this when the Vietnam War was going on, the protests on college campuses everywhere. Everybody was protesting the war, Nixon, you name it, and they were in some circumstances very, very, very strong protests. There was violence, there were cars that were blown up, but nothing matched what happened on the campus of Kent State University, where the police opened fire on the protesters and killed a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And that really stirred up a hornet's nest. We were lucky to get out of that at that time. And so protesting is super important, and seeing people trying to take this stuff. I mean, I look at, again, the pictures from Tehran of the cars burning in the streets and the traffic. Everybody stopped the traffic. Traffic can't move. People out there shaking their hands. And I don't see how the Ayatollah makes it through this, that form of the government. And, you know, so you look around, okay, how does that tie in to what the Ukrainians are doing? A lot of people think the Ukrainian government has been repressive. But now they're defending their brand of democracy because of what's going on with the Russians. That's number 9 this week, the war and the continuing push. What was it that about the war in the wintertime? Can you imagine being over there? And though you've seen pictures of what it was like, you probably have studied it, hopefully you have, World War II. When the Germans invaded Russia, they thought they were going to make easy work. You, in the wintertime, try to have a war in Russia and in the northern climes. They all froze. Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, speaking of that, Russia's trying to halt the war because it is wintertime, but the Ukrainians say they have no choice but to continue to push against. So the Russians find it inconvenient. What's cold? We don't want to have a war. Can we stop until the spring?
Right. Can we start up again? You want to play by those rules? No.
Oh, my God. No. So the Ukrainians said no, 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 and no. Thought it was interesting that David Letterman interviewed President Zelensky this week. And this is for that Netflix show that Letterman is doing. The fact that this week he was named Zelensky, not Letterman, the Time Man of the Year, right?
Yeah.
Everybody agree with that choice? I mean, when you think about it, he has.
I mean, I think there's yes and no. Again, it's, you know, there's a lot of gray area. I think he's done a great job rallying the world and his people, and Ukraine has done much better than anybody thought against Russia. But
yeah.
Ukraine is still, that's one sentence. The new sentence is that Ukraine is still one of the most corrupt places on the planet.
Very. Yeah.
And he has a hand in that, too. So it's, you know, it's a mixed bag, as per usual.
All right. So anyway, if you're interested, I would want to watch this Letterman interview with Zelensky. It airs on Monday, starts streaming on Monday on his Netflix program, David Letterman with Zelensky. All right. 17 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our overview of what's going on in the world. According to Talkers Magazine, the world of news talk radio is our focus.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
I was looking into this guy, Bout. For those of you, he was called a merchant of death. And what Jennifer has said is, I think, pretty accurate when it comes to what he's all about. He supplied arms to Al-Qaeda, to the Taliban. There are some who think that he was involved in some way, shape, or form, or connected to September 11th. So this guy is an even trade for Brittany Griner. There's too much political pressure and right thinking, if you will. Again, this is not about Brittany Griner. It's about what you value as in this circumstance a trade, but what you value in terms of what these people represent. And I think we've made a huge mistake. Won't be the first time, however, though. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Not a good day for Kirstie Alley fans. She was only 71. Apparently she had a fast-moving cancer, and so she's passed away. She had lots of success both in television and in film. This is an excerpt, I think, from one of her episodes of Cheers.
What's wrong with you? Why don't you want me? What's the problem?
You know, Sam, I just don't know why I don't want you.
Well, think, damn it!
I think it's just one of those things that when you first meet a guy, you put him in one of three categories. Yes, no, or maybe. And the second I saw you, I threw you right in that no category, and that's where you stayed ever since. I mean, when Sam Malone walks into a room, I say no and go on with my life.
Every single time?
No, there was this one time when you were way down at the end of the hall, and I could just see this tiny little piece of your elbow, and I didn't know for sure if it was you. And I thought to myself, hmm. And then you came around the corner, and I thought, God, no.
Kirstie Alley, who made a name for herself not only as an actress, but as a member of the Church of Scientology. Remember how that followed her? Through her, that's where she met John Travolta, and then they were involved in some movies.
The Talking series.
Yeah, right.
Trilogy. It was so great. Yeah. And what was it? It Takes Two with the Olsen twins.
Yes, that was a good movie, by the way. That was, don't you think that was a good movie?
It
Summer
was
Camp?
Great.
Yeah,
so
that was
likeable.
A fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
Gutenberg. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was her friendship with Tom Cruise because, again, they were Scientologists, and that seems to have brought people together. Her two children wrote in a statement, "Our mother's zest and passion for life, her children, grandchildren, and many animals, not to mention her eternal joy of creating." Where I'm a little, yeah, I get choked up about something because she was an important part of Americana, mm-hmm. I think, in many
so
ways.
Good.
Yeah, well, she was a huge
young
chain smoker. She was a chain smoker, and that got, I think that's part of what, you know, you can't do that for as long as she did it and not have some impact, some ramifications. It just is. I remember her from Star Trek II. Remember when she was in the Wrath of Khan?
Oh, really?
Trying not to sound like a New Englander. Remember, what's her face who has been on with me. I'm blanking on her name, who was part of the program for a while. The actress who was a girlfriend to Shatner. She was a girlfriend to Ricardo Montalban. Why am I blanking on her name? Anyway, she was in that same movie. But she has two children, but 71, man.
Recently diagnosed. Her cancer was only recently discovered.
Right. Well, she had also, when she stopped smoking, she gained a lot of weight. And that was carried around. Who knows? You know, you're sitting here like a fool speculating on what went on. I know that she was a chain smoker, and that doesn't do you any good. But from there, it just, who knows? But I always thought I loved her hair. I'm being very subjective here, am I not?
Oh, no, she had great hair. Great head of hair.
Yeah, she did. Yep. And she had an interesting way about her. So, anyway, Kirstie Alley. What an interesting name, the two. I wonder if that's her given name. Was that her name, Ms. Alley? Kirstie Alley. Or was that a Hollywood name? I wonder about that.
I think it was her real name, but we're going to have to ask Google.
Ask Google. All right, so we celebrate the life of Kirstie Alley here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for you to think about Christmas and what to give her. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. That's what you give her. Soft, silky, natural nude pajamas. Exclusively available at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Better than lingerie, even. The texture, the touch of these pajamas, so seductive that you'll love them, you'll feel them, you'll want to touch them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas, and you can order them right now. Why not? Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie in your order. $75 savings on the best-selling holiday gift. Order today, free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping. Free gift packaging. Go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Olivia Mann suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over the small Scottish town of Lockerbie in the late 80s is in custody. Chris Johnson has more.
He's been in custody in Libya for years on other charges, but 2 years ago, the U.S. charged Mohamed Massoud with making the bomb that blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland in 1988. All 259 people on board and 11 people in the tiny town of Lockerbie were killed when the blast took down the plane that had left London heading for New York. No word yet on how the U.S. gained custody of Massoud, and when it happens, he will appear in U.S. federal court in Washington. I'm Richard Johnson.
The Orion space capsule splashed down in the Pacific Ocean southwest of San Diego, California, Sunday, bringing a successful end to NASA's historic Artemis 1 moon mission. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay and Jennifer. Jennifer Horn from Carol A in Los Angeles, and also the Good Day program, along with Jay Kirshner. We are dissecting, trisecting, quadrisecting some of the things that are on this. What's the next number? What would be five? Septa. We're septasecting. Right?
That's five. That's all you. I can't get past five.
Right, okay.
Sounds like something that needs like antibiotics.
Yeah. I have septic something.
Septic, yeah, it's septic. There's a problem with the sewer. Okay, so let's go back to the sewer. There are comments from people that I want to underscore. I'm looking at some of these comments that you have gleaned from our social media sites, Jay. Sean Stewart saying that in Florida, Ron DeSantis is going after manufacturers of vaccines. He is an opportunist to a point, but isn't every politician? Mm-hmm. And then that begs the question about vaccines. Mostly we're talking about COVID vaccines, but, you know, any vaccine, the fact that there is stuff in there that we aren't sure, you know, what's in there, and that's causing a lot of people to have doubts that had the shots earlier on.
And I'm one of them. Yeah.
What'd you say, Jen?
And myocarditis, which is one of those things that people have been saying can be coming from the vaccine. Look, even if that's true, just tell us so people can make an informed decision about what mm-hmm. they want to put in their body. Here are the risks. Here are the benefits. Make the argument. Let people decide. The problem was it was so oppressive for such a long time. My mom's been in the hospital all week, and there have been COVID outbreaks in this hospital. I mean,
yeah.
You have to wear the mask. I couldn't get in there on Monday.
Well, it was really Los Angeles, isn't there a thing in Los Angeles where they're thinking about bringing back the mask mandate indoors?
Yeah, Even in Los Angeles, that is not going to fly. People are so done because there's not an overwhelming amount of evidence that the masks actually work, especially the ones that people wear, the cloth.
There is. No, that's not true. There's an overwhelming focus on the fact they don't work.
Right.
Unless you're wearing one of those 90 N95s. There's the stuff, those molecules, the stuff that is being transmitted from person to person, the stuff that you can't see, you can't feel, you can't taste, but it's there, and it gets through most of the, so it's all theater. It's like the TSA. I saw this recommendation that Los Angeles County was thinking about making masking mandatory again indoors, and I thought to myself, the public isn't, even in, as you just said, even in Los Angeles, they're not going to go for that.
I think it's going to be an uphill battle, and they're going to put it hard on the businesses to try to have to do this, and that's not fair. You don't want businesses to create problems for themselves with people who are angry and ticked off during the holiday season, and then you're yelling at them to wear a mask. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Exactly. Well, think of the employees. Consumers, if you do put the mask on to go in, you're only in wherever for a period of time. The employees, they have to keep those masks on for long periods of time. And a lot of people always bring back, well, surgeons wear masks. Okay, but they're not in surgery all day long. And if they are, they typically, don't they get some semblance of a break when it's those really long surgeries?
Let me check with Chicago Med. I'll get back to you. All right. While we're in California, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted this week, you're laughing already, to approve a policy that would allow police to use robots capable of using lethal force in extraordinary circumstances. Only in San Francisco would this. Yeah.
Well, I laughed at it because I just immediately thought of like the Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner cartoons where they had the Acme Dynamite stick. And, you know, I thought, this doesn't ever work out well. I've watched those cartoons. And so we kind of laughed about it on the program. But yet I was thinking, wow, the Board of Supervisors actually wants to protect the lives of police officers using these robots in life-threatening situations. Well, of course, they reneged on it and now said, no, that they can't have the robots.
Somebody finally watched Will Smith's iRobot and was like, maybe not.
I know. I think what's really funny out of San Francisco, though, did you hear about the war of words between the mayor, London Breed, and Elon Musk?
No. But it's got to be good. What is it?
Oh, this is good. So Elon Musk, you know, had a lot of employees leave. And so he's got a lot of employees who stuck it out and who are working these long hours to make up for all the people that left. So I guess he converted some of the meeting rooms inside their Twitter headquarters into nap pods so that his employees can go in and take a nap. Seems reasonable. Well, someone called 311 and reported this, and 311 showed up, and they're now investigating Twitter for turning their commercial building into a residential suite. And they want to charge him because they're saying that the building wasn't set up to have people sleeping there. Well, I can tell you that employees take naps in businesses all the time. This is just another reason to go after Elon Musk. So he goes on Twitter, and he said maybe the city of San Francisco and London Breed ought to look at some of the other problems, like, oh, I don't know, the people overdosing on fentanyl and this 10-month-old baby who accidentally ingested it in a park, and leave me alone for letting my employees nap if they've been at work too long. It just seems ridiculous that now we're even legislating people who nap at work, right?
Yeah, there you go. All right, here's one of our listeners who focused on Hunter Biden's laptop. This seems to be getting heavier and heavier and heavier. Number four this week is the focus on the Hunter Biden case. I'm not sure there's anything new. It's the same stuff that hasn't been adjudicated.
How the stories were suppressed on social media.
On Twitter.
So, the reason it's back again is that he's been investigating what happened at Twitter. Because 33% of the country said if they had heard about Hunter Biden's laptop story, it may have made a difference in how they voted in the 2020 election. So this is a big piece of information that was tamped down. And what was revealed is that the FBI and government agencies were going every single week to the social media partners, including Twitter, and telling them that Russian disinformation was coming. Even when they had Hunter Biden's laptop in their possession, they knew what was on it. They knew it was real. They had it in their clutches, and they were still going out saying that it was Russian disinformation. And so that made Twitter and other social media companies shut it down. So the twist, do you know who James Baker is?
Yeah, he was a senator from Tennessee. And was,
different one. So James Baker is a legal counsel for the FBI, former.
Yep.
Apparently, Twitter was using, was instead of just publishing everything they found as part of what led to the tamping down of this information, they were running it through their legal team first and then giving it to journalists to publish. And so somebody asked a question about who this legal counsel was that was signing everything, Jim. Well, Jim is James Baker. So Twitter's legal counsel was actually the same guy who was the legal counsel for the FBI.
Yeah, great.
Conflict of interest much? So he got fired this week by Elon Musk.
It's just, there's such a can of worms here, and these people are feeding, they're eating their young, they're feeding at the same trough. I thought it was very interesting, and maybe as we are doing this program late in the week for airing over the weekend, the fact that Arizona Senator Sinema is going to leave the Democratic Party and become an independent, she won't caucus with the Republicans, she's going to be on her own. I wonder what Joe Manchin is thinking, and if, in fact, if he were to do the same thing, that takes care of the Democrats' lead, right? Would they still have 50?
It's 50, it's kind of a 50. It would be
50-49-1.
It would be 50-49-1, yeah.
Yeah, but she's been voting with the Republicans more than the Democrats anyway, right?
Only on financial stuff. She's very socially liberal.
Yeah.
I applaud her, actually, because she's kind of carved out the best of what both parties should be, and that is Republicans being fiscally conservative, Democrats being, more socially, however the stereotypes are, right? And so by putting herself together in this way, I don't know, I kind of applaud her. She has been independent-minded. You can't count on her for every single important vote, but certainly for the fiscal one, she's been pretty, steadfast in that kind
of thing. More I read about her, the more she is me. The way that she approaches the issues, her feelings about them in terms of being fiscally conservative, which is the real meaning of the term conservative. It has to do not with the political reality we call this talker a conservative and that talker. No, rightist conservative doesn't apply unless you apply it to things that you're actually saving. And in terms of the fiscal responsibility, that seems to be completely lacking among most people who are in the House and the Senate, and certainly the people at the White House have no sense of fiscal responsibility at all. So she's almost a cry in the wilderness. But I think she has. So what does she gain? What is her future? In Arizona, she may have a bright future.
I think the reason she's doing that is because I believe she's up for re-election in 2 more years. So I think that she is going to probably volley around trying to catch the mode of Arizona, which tends to be pretty much that, fiscally conservative.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what she's doing to set herself up instead of being having Democrats think on her, I think, when she runs in 2 years.
Yeah. All right. The Supreme Court and the election. I should have discussed this when we were talking about elections. The situation with the election law. This sounds like a job for Superman or Stephen J.J. Wiseman. But I wondered if you touched on this week in your program, Jennifer.
About election laws?
Yeah. Well, the North Carolina case specifically, which before
about
the Supreme
gerrymandering.
Court
right
now, the way they cut up and carve up, and this is something that's a problem, certainly not just in North Carolina. It's a problem everywhere. In my own district here in Massachusetts, my local state rep sat on the committee to make sure that he cut out a district for himself that he knew he would win.
Right.
And
we
know, that kind
of
stuff.
Time talking about it because it didn't really go anywhere. We just mentioned that it was there, but the Supreme Court's not going to pick this one up. I don't think they're going to make any big rulings that are going to have people pulling their hair out. Gerrymandering, though, is a problem, right? It depends on who's in control of the state. If it's Republicans or Democrats, good luck. The way that California does, I can't believe we actually say we do something right when we redraw districts, is we have an independent committee, and say what you will for that. But it's supposed to be like 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans, 3 independents to try to let them, and they're not in government, redrawing districts compared to population. And that seems to be a more fair way than all the stuff that happens in the state houses. The problem is most people don't understand the rules because they're individual for each state. It's not one set of rules for everybody.
January 6th is number 6 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. I noticed Liz Cheney was back out in front, your fave. You always say that about me, my fave. I put her in the same category, frankly, as cinema. I think that she has done a lot of independent. I know.
I don't.
What a surprise. Her, right, Jay?
Where's the
shocker?
Like
yeah.
She's still a Republican. It's just she, instead of
she's a rhino,
right?
Republican in name only. The Republicans.
I don't know. I just think that there's, I think, when it comes to what she did with the January 6th committee, there's a way to stand up. The reason that that most Republicans feel so strongly about not being involved in this is because the leadership in the House, Nancy Pelosi, would not let Republican representation be appointed to this panel in the ways that is known to be the rules in the House. Like, they're supposed to allow the minority party to pick who sits on that. You know, on the table, basically, at the dais. And unfortunately, she wouldn't let that happen. And so the people who crossed that line to sit on that panel anyway lost their political standing. And Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger were the two who did that.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, I thought it was, I still think, I bully for her for speaking up as much as anything else. All right, Jennifer and Jay and Doug are here at the ready and on your side at 48 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. sense. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health on the Good Day program. Dr. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City. He does a radio program there. He's got a great website. He and his wife have a clinic. They not only practice a good health using chiropractic, but also as GAPS practitioners, they're all about your gut. Yours and mine, everybody's gut. Because without a good, healthy gut, you're going to have a problem. No question about that. I was reading something that I needed to get your input on because, well, there are actually a couple of things. I was looking at the stats on COVID and who's getting it and the shots and stuff, and I don't want to necessarily give you an easy one.
Yeah.
throw you a softball. But there are a lot of things that are coming out now suggesting that people who are sick did have the shots. And I guess one of the ways of interpreting that is that they've worn out. If they were effective, they aren't anymore. And I think you'll probably say they weren't in the first place, right?
Well, even Pfizer admits it doesn't stop transmission.
No.
I mean, they've come out and admitted, no, well, okay, we were wrong. It doesn't stop transmission.
No. Okay. Next.
Yeah,
next.
When the source comes out and says, hey, we thought it would, but it didn't.
Well, but you see, that's nobody's paying attention to that. They're paying attention to the advertising that's on television and the radio to promote their product because it's more frequent and you're being hit with all of this stuff. All right, I received an invite from the place where I give blood, and it was the invite had with it a sort of a treatise on how to give untainted blood. The blood banks are in trouble, and one of the things that is a problem are the people who had been vaccinated and wondering whether or not Is that considered tainted blood if you were vaccinated?
Well, certainly, because of all of the extra stuff that's starting to show up in the blood of people who have been vaccinated. And this died suddenly rash of people that's taking place all across the planet from, you know, teenagers all the way up to all the way to their 40s, suddenly dying here and there. And the rapid advances of certain kinds of cancers, and you kind of wonder about Kirstie Alley, if that might have something to do with her. But, yes, it's getting pretty nasty right now, and I take care of a Red Cross official in the Salt Lake area who said, yeah, they are starting to separate vaccinated from unvaccinated blood because there are people going in for surgery that demand unvaccinated blood.
Well, that's it. You see, I think whether there's anything really wrong with it or not, there are people who are convinced there's something seriously wrong with it, and they don't want to become... I mean, there are all kinds of rumors floating around. If you take the shots, you'll get sterile. If you get the blood from somebody who's had the shots, you'll be sterile. And so these ferocious back and forths, the research that shows from the CDC... that 25% of the vaccinated people have suffered some sort of side effect. Yes. 8% required hospitalization. I don't know how you call that safe and effective, frankly.
Exactly. And when you look at theirs, you know, theirs, the reporting system for the CDC, my goodness, there are millions of side effects now that are very, very serious. And something like 50,000 deaths now have been reported to the CDC.
Well, but people, the regular doctors, like if I ask the same question to Ken Kronhaus, he'll say, well, it's been, and I, you know, I'm not, this is just what I know he'll say, is that it's been misreported, and you don't really know if the who are the people doing the reporting, and that sort of thing. The problem is it's too bad that, first of all, and I say this, without hesitation, the Chinese are getting exactly what they deserve. After the irresponsibility or the deliberate releasing of this virus that has created chaos in the world for the last 2.5, almost 3 years, they now are suffering. They're having huge problems in their country. And they're trying to get people vaccinated. They're trying to have people isolated and all this stuff. But it goes to show that there are problems with the lack of candor. And that's the problem here. We don't really, everything's so damn political, you don't really know who to believe. I believe you, and then I believe Ken. But what am I to believe because the two of you don't agree? And so Jack will say, you believe me.
Well, the research, depending on what research you want to believe, the research supports both of us.
There you go. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day Health program at 59 after the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.